ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਵੀ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਵਿਦ ਆਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਸ਼ੰਤ ਕਰ ਸਤਵਾਂ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਫਸਟ ਆਫ 10 ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਕਰ, ਸੋ ਟੂ ਸਪੀਕ ਦ ਰਿਦਮ। Chant kar satwa, and it has a slok accompanied by the standard 4 chants. We did the first chant yesterday along with the slok, which read Shubh Chintan Gobind Raman Nirmal Sadhu Sang Nanak Naam Na Visrao ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਕਰ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਭਗਵੰਤ। ਇਨ ਅਦਰ ਵਰਡਸ, ਸ਼ੁਭ ਚਿੰਤਨ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਰਮਣ, ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਦ ਥੋਟ ਇਜ਼ ਰਾਈਟ ਅਪਰੋਪਰੀਏਟ ਫੋਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਰਮਣ। ਰਮਣ ਇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਇੰਜੋਏ ਦ ਪਲੈਜਰ ਆਫ ਯੂਨੀਅਨ। ਸੋ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਲਾਈਫ, ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਰਥ is the right time, perhaps the only time that such a union is possible. So Shubh Chintan Gobind Raman, Miliye Sadhu Sang. So for that one has to associate with the sadhu. The sadhu, a perfected individual, meaning unerring, one who has assimilated the virtue of Guru wisdom, Guru wisdom. And in the first chant, the idea was Pinni Rendriye Chamkan Tare Jagyan Sant Jana Mere Ram Pyare. The idea was that seekers, Sant Jana, are always awake. They're alert for the presence of the self. And in this chant, the second one, that thought continues. And the chant is as follows. Meri sejadiye adambar baniya ਮਨੇ ਆਨੰਦ ਭਇਆ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਆਵਤ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਮਿਲੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਸੁਖ ਹੈ ਗਾਮੀ ਚਾਵ ਮੰਗਲ ਰਸ ਪਰੇ ਅੰਗ ਸੰਗ ਲਾਗੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਭਾਗੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਣ ਮਨ ਤਨ ਸਭ ਹਰੇ ਬਿਨਵੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਮਿਲੇ ਸ੍ਰੀਧਰ ਸਗਲ ਆਨੰਦ ਰਸ ਬਣਿਆ। ਸੋ ਹੇਅਰ Meri sejadiye adambar baniya, my nuptial bed is ready, adorned for the spouse. Man anand bhaya, my mind is filled with joy. Prabh avat sunya, the sound of the prabh self, the husband approaching. You have to remember and keep in mind that the Guru here, that the Guru is speaking in a feminine voice as a bride. The mind is a bride awaiting the arrival of the self, which is the spouse. So when it hears the footsteps, so to speak, approaching the nuptial bed, it's filled with joy, with anticipation. Prabhu Mile Swami, meeting my master, sukha gami. Gami is something that runs through. That means happiness surged within me. Chao, mangal rasa bhare. Chao, inspired, inspiration. And chao also means longing. So this longing turned into an auspicious ecstasy, longing for it, mangal ras bhare. And then the guru describes, ang sang lage dukh paage. When I was enfolded in the master's embrace, my pain dissolved. Prana mantana sab hare, I was renewed. Man ichha pai, the yearning of the mind was fulfilled. Prabhati ai, in this embrace. Sanjog saha sub ganaya. Sanjog saha, the breaths were entwined in harmonious grace. Binvant Nanak mile Sridhar, in the embrace of the self, the Sridhar, sagal anand ras banaya, all bliss and joy unfurled. So the nuptial bed here, meri sejriye, is a metaphor for the body and the mind, the body-mind complex. And the fact that it is adorned signifies virtue. So just as a nuptial bed is considered a sacred space where the union of two bodies, souls occur, the body-mind complex is seen as the vessel through which the seeker experiences union with the divine essence within, which is being called the Prabh here. Prabh is the giver, the authority, the master, the wisdom. So the adornment of the nuptial bed symbolizes the virtues that we have to adorn, which include sattva, santokh, sabha, compassion, humility, righteousness. So as to be attractive, just like a nuptial bed is attractive and inviting, so virtues are believed to be conducive to attracting the divine presence. And then, of course, we saw some erotic imagery, which serves to emphasize the profound union of the soul with the divine. And it's really highlighting the transformative power of love and devotion, where the seeker experiences a sense of total oneness, blissful communion, where the self, the ego self, simply dissolves. But it's important to approach these metaphors with a degree of sensitivity. Their context is spiritual. It's not meant to encourage a worldly or sensual interpretation, although this is also not meant to downplay those, but this is talking about a spiritual union. And it's used to convey the depth, because a sensual experience is also such that you lose sense of time and space, and you lose sense of the self. Likewise, when this union occurs, you lose sense of your ego consciousness. It becomes universal consciousness. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.